Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 1067 The Fan.
Now I'm...
We're going to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's taking us to Vegas, baby. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and our guy, our reliable guy, Barstool Nate, is in Las Vegas playing some cards, playing some poker. Hello, Nate Dogg. How do you do?
I'm doing terrible, guys. How are you?
So what happened, Nate? I mean, you told us you were ready, you had practice, you won the best, and now you, I don't know, man, you playing like the Nets.
Yeah, that's a great comparison. I don't know what's happening. It's been a bloodbath out here. It's gone not well. It's gone as unwell as possible. Nats have lost 9 in a row. I've lost 2, 4, 6 in a row. It's bad.
All right. Let's. We're all going to talk our way through this. So this is not the main event. You still got the main event to come. So you're eyes on the prize, right? You cashed in it last year. You have the talent and ability to do it again. Yeah. What are you playing right now, and why is it going so poorly?
So the main event is the big one, the $10,000 main event that everybody watches on TV and knows.
Real quick, Nate, so all our listeners know, Barstool Nate's out in Vegas playing in the series of run-up events to the World Series of Poker main event, but there's a bunch of other World Series of Poker events that you're playing in.
Yeah, so that's what I'm playing right now, and I got out here on, Friday of last week, and just playing the smaller events that lead up to the main event, and just nothing's really gone my way. It's kind of par for the course. Like, you need a bigger sample size, blah, 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 to, you know, accurately, you know, all that other nonsense. But, you know, you come out here, you hype yourself up, you feel good about it, and then you sit at the table and just nothing goes your way, and it's super depressing. But them's the breaks, as they say. It's kind of, you know, it's not out of the ordinary. It's not anything crazy. It's just, you really want to come out here and make something happen and do something cool, and the opposite has happened for me.
How do we turn it around? When's the next event?
Today. So it's 8 a.m. right now, Vegas time. I think today's event starts at noon. It might start at 10 a.m. actually, but I think it starts at noon. And we're just going to fire again, and hopefully stuff goes well today. And if not, I will be on a plane back to New York City tomorrow.
You remember this guy used to play football, and he would have the trainer or the strength coach slap him in the face real hard before he went out for the press. You remember that guy, Jay?
Yeah. You think
get somebody to slap the hell out of you and get you woken up, man, because right now you're asleep, dude.
No, I think I'm playing good, though. That's the issue. You can play good, and you can play your game, and just, you know, it's poker. And
so, in other words, you're not getting cards. That's the excuse?
No, it's so, like, the best players in the world, they'll cash in 15% of tournaments. So, if you play 100 tournaments, you're only cashing in 15 of them. I've played three. You know, I've played three tournaments. So, it's not nothing, like, nothing out of the ordinary is happening. It's, like, we're fine. It's just, it's unfortunate.
Nate Dogg, are you familiar with the term slump buster? Do you need to just...
Brother, am I ever.
Like, I know you're staying at fancy hotels. Maybe, like, cruise down Fremont Street, one of the cheaper spots, and just meet somebody, have a couple drinks, and change your luck.
JP, I'm a gentleman, first of all. How dare you say that I should do that? But second of all, it's not the worst idea I've ever heard. I do think that I could change some habits and maybe luck will turn around. I don't know. I'm open to ideas and interpretation of those ideas. But that being said, these are the small ones. The eyes are on the prize in July. I believe July 5th, possibly July 6th. I'm not positive which day it is that I'll play the main event. And I think that's when things will turn around.
I think you need to go to, like, the Golden Horseshoe or something, find, like, a 65-year-old lady with a margarita and a Virginia Slim in her lips, and just see how the afternoon goes.
Well, Nate, someone asked you, are you planning the Seniors No Limit or the High Roller PLO?
No, today is the 1500. I'm not a senior like you, and I don't play that much PLO, so I will be in 1500 today.
I don't know what that means, but I think it's – do they legitimately have a seniors division in poker?
Yeah. They have seniors. They have super seniors also for the really old guys.
That's the chicks you need to go cruise. Go hang out at the super seniors table and change your luck.
Yeah, I'll let you know how they go. Hey, some of them are kind of hot. Don't hate on them, JP.
Now we're talking. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. If you want to check out Nate's work, it's at Barstool Nate. Dude, let's talk about... You have been trying to get Portnoy to play you heads up in poker forever. You guys now have a match set up, right?
Tentatively. So 9 years ago, he challenged me. I think, like, 9 years ago...
And
I
he's
made
been running that long?
Table. Yeah, I made a final table 9 years ago, and he said that if I can make a final table, anybody can, which honestly isn't the worst take I've ever heard. But he then challenged me to play heads up, and he's been kind of pushing it off for the last 9 years. We tentatively have there's actually a meeting about it today. We have a date possibly scheduled for this summer, but it all depends on tech issues and travel and scheduling and all of that. So I would say there's a 20% chance we actually play this summer.
What is his hesitation? He just doesn't want to. I don't think it's money. That dude's got all the money.
I don't know, man. He doesn't like getting involved in situations where he's the underdog, and I think he knows that he's the underdog in this. That being said, it's heads up. Anybody can win. And
this is your boss.
So in other words, you're
going to just go whip him, or you going to think about that as you play him?
I would love to win. He said 20K each. So
do you have 20 grand lying around to play to throw in a poker match?
Do I have $20,000 to my name? Yes, JP, I do.
That wasn't my question.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Like, it's a very good spot to put $20,000 if you feel like you're a heavy favorite in the match. It's not the smartest financial advice that I would ever give someone, but I'm willing to do it for the love of the game.
For the love of the game.
For the love of the game.
All right. Let's talk a little Nats baseball. Have you been watching at all? Are you aware they've lost 9 in a row?
Oh, I'm very aware.
Like he's been
Davey's
on the cards.
Throwing the whole team under the bus. It's terrible. Times in D.C.
People are mad, dude. People, like, we open the phones. We got a lady named Anna that calls in.
Anna.
Anna's very upset. She just cursed on the radio.
Can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Landfill got to it before it went over there.
Landfill's quick with the button, if you know what I mean. But people are mad, and people want a lot of people want Davey gone. I am not necessarily in that camp because I don't know how it makes them better, unless Davey's actually lost the guys, in which case maybe a change helps. Where do you land on all this?
I mean, getting swept by the Mets and then getting swept by the Marlins and then losing to the Rockies while throwing your entire team under the bus, the it doesn't look great. It's if this was, you know, the Yankees or Red Sox or whatever, and the manager has lost 9 in a row to bad teams in division and then blame the entire roster, I think that manager is fired. So I understand Anna's frustration and her cursing on the radio about Davey. I get it. This team is young. This team is hungry. This team is full of young talent. I don't like calling for people's jobs because we don't know what's happening inside the locker room itself, the conversations there, and how the general feelings are. But if he's losing the team, you have to get rid of him before he loses these young guys who are 21, 22, 23 years old, who are the core and foundation of the future. If they're not vibing, if there is internal strife, I'm not saying you have to bend the knee to like these rookies, but I'm saying if the people in position that are supposed to make these guys better aren't doing their job properly and they are blaming the rookies instead of helping them, that's a huge issue. And I trust ownership and management, maybe against my better judgment.
Do you
but
trust,
I do.
Ownership, trust ownership? Really?
Yeah, I trust management, maybe not ownership. I don't.
We all
think
trust
there is
Riz.
Ownership. Yeah, I don't think there is ownership at this point. But it's a tricky, dicey situation. Hopefully, it's taken care of in house properly. But I understand frustration. You don't want to lose 9 in a row. You don't want to get swept back-to-back series, and you don't want to lose at home to the Rockies coming out of, you know, that whole situation where Davey is blaming everybody besides himself. So I will say it doesn't look good. And, you know, game today against the Rockies could, you know, if we get blown out or something like that, heads have to roll. You can't lose 10 in a row with two of them being to Colorado. You just can't.
Quick question. Does any blame fall on the players in your mind?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I mean, you see this across all sports every year, every season. People have to take blame and responsibility, both sides. You know, the coaching has to prepare the players have to live up to expectations and perform on the field. The coaches can't make, you know, a player swing at the pitch and hit the ball. You know, it's that simple. Like, the players have to execute their jobs, the coaching has to execute their jobs. What you can't have is both sides just butting heads, blaming each other, and have all this fallout, and have the players not want to play for the coaching and the coaching not want to make the players better. You can't have that. That's fairly obvious. So whatever the issue is, if it's not solved by 6:45 Eastern time today, something has to change.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's not – you're right, dude. If this was Boston or the Mets or whatever, it'd be crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd be leading SportsCenter.
Right. Right, yeah, right. Instead, yeah, they're just talking about Dak Prescott's legacy.
Yeah, he has none.
There is no legacy. Yeah.
Hell.
I did want to ask you quickly about the puck. Panthers have a chance to close it all out tonight in Florida. You think they're going back to Edmonton, or you think it's done?
I'll say this. I'll never forgive the Bruins for trading Marchand to the Panthers. That Marchand on the Panthers is like a match made in heaven. He fits perfectly there. He plays their style of hockey. Everybody feeds off him. He's 30-whatever years old, 37 years old, playing his best playoff hockey maybe of his life, just putting the whole team on his back. It's so awesome to watch, but it just makes me so angry because I ended up really wanting Edmonton to win this cup for McDavid.
Me too.
And then McDavid, he's just not playing selfish enough hockey. I compare it to Giannis skill-wise, like what McDavid is to hockey. I feel like Giannis is like – the NBA comparison, but McDavid's playing unselfishly. He's always looking for the extra pass. He's not putting Edmonton on his back. And I know it's silly to question the best player we'll probably ever see outside of Gretzky play hockey or Ovi play hockey, but McDavid is not using that killer instinct that he should be using. Panthers at times this series, despite losing two games, have looked completely unbeatable, have looked absolutely incredible, and they're at home tonight. I would love to see McDavid just go, you know, what do the kids say, JP, sicko mode, killer mode, whatever they say. I would love to see McDavid just find another gear, a new level of playoff intensity, and just will Edmonton to victory. But I think Florida closes it out at home tonight. I think Edmonton's goaltending this entire playoffs, never mind this series, has been shaky at best. And Florida, they just have all the confidence. They have the full head of steam. They've just looked so good. It would take a lot for Edmonton to beat Florida at home tonight. So maybe I'll take the coward's way out by just picking Florida in six tonight, but I'm gonna.
I don't even think it's the coward's way. I think both these series, the Thunder look inevitable and the Panthers look inevitable. I'd love to be proven wrong and get some dope game sevens. I don't know that that's going to happen.
I will say if Halliburton's healthy, the Pacers have proven never to count them out. Like, they just make miracles happen out of nowhere. But I agree. If Hallie is not at 100%, it's Oklahoma City easy.
Mm-hmm. Last thing, Nate Dogg, and I want to spin this into a bigger conversation for us here on the program.
Of course.
Sam Fortier is a good reporter over at the Washington Post, covers the Commanders. And I'm just seeing this now. Maybe he dropped it yesterday or something. But Fortier has a story asking how much luck was a factor in last year's Commanders success. And luck's hard to quantify, but there's a fella by the name of Tom Bliss, who is a sports data guy, that tries to come up, he tries to quantify luck. And he says, Washington, by far, got the most good bounces, got the most luck of any team last season. A significantly higher luck, good luck ratio for the Commanders, if you will, than any other team in the NFL. When you think back to last year, how much would you say the Commanders got lucky?
I think we've kind of talked about this before, and the Commanders, you know, the Hail Mary against the Bears, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I believe we had the most, like, you know, whatever, last.
They went 9-4 in one score games.
Yeah, yeah. So is that luck or is that preparation, right? Is that luck or is that putting yourself in position to win the game when it matters? Is that luck, or is that executing at the end of the games, which we saw Jaden do so much of? Like, I don't know if you can – I understand his job is to quantify it and all of that. I don't know if you can, because so much goes into that. Getting the ball back and executing and converting all the fourth downs and putting yourself in position to win the game isn't luck. It's execution. Now, did bounces go our way, this and that? Sure, whatever. But also, did Jaden throw the most accurate ball of all time all season? Of course he did. Did players step up when they needed to execute, to win the games when they needed to? Yes. I don't think that's luck. I think the coaching, we talked about this all last season, coaching put this team in position to win games that previous coaching staffs weren't able to do. I don't think that's luck. I think that is great coaching, great preparation, and players executing their jobs. Is it luck at your job when you do a good segment? Well, maybe for you guys, but for most radio shows, no. That's just being good at your jobs and just being good entertainers. I feel that's
what
the Commanders team did last year.
He talks too much sometimes.
They were good at their jobs. They executed. They did the correct things at the correct times. I don't know how that can be called luck.
How about this? A couple good bounces never hurt nobody. Let's hope you get some on the tables. All right, buddy, good luck out there.
Great, great way of wrapping that up, JP. That's why you're a professional.
It's not luck. This ain't a hobby, dog. Appreciate you, Nate, dog.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, good luck out there.
Thank you. See ya.
That's our boy, Barstool Nate, calling in from Vegas. I want to dive deeper into this luck conversation. I want to look at the actual numbers that this dude Tom Bliss, is a data scientist for the league, has put together. And I want to point out two things that I see and know out there that I think make a big impact on why the Commanders are so good late in games. We'll do that next right here on B. Mitch and Finley.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.